We've been a little bit critical and was far from happy with the first 15 minutes. Very, very sloppy defensively, and we gave them a huge lift. But in fairness to the boys, they've come back. They showed a lot of character, and they've turned it round and probably saved themselves from a little bit of a roast in there.
To come back from two goals down and win 3-2, that really shows some resilience and some belief.
There's certainly belief there. There's confidence, you know, and they do think they can win every game. But with the greatest of respect, I think we can make our lives a little bit easier at times. You know, we're not dull, we're not boring to watch, but I'd love a 1-0 clean sheet and no scares. But ultimately, the most important thing is the 3 points, and we've come away from home and got another good win at a difficult place. So we're overjoyed with that.
It is a bitter night here tonight in Leicestershire, freezing cold, and it was a poor start from your team, literally caught cold in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's slightly frustrating for us because we're having to swap and change in key areas due to the unforced error, you know, injuries. We can't do anything about it. So we were down to the bare bones this evening, but credit to the boys, you know, they've as much as we can be overly critical about conceding two poor goals and giving them an opportunity for a third, they've turned it round and we gradually got better, and I thought we bossed the second half without too much danger.
Maybe it was crucial pulling a goal back so quickly after their second goal, so you weren't two goals down for very long.
Yeah, well, the goal that Smudger scored was key. It was a good time, and then we got ourselves level just before the break, and that gave us the impetus going into the second half. And I thought we always looked a real, real threat, you know, and I think it was the second half was a little bit more classic than the first from our points, but got the points, and that's brilliant.
You mentioned the second goal there from your captain, Kevin O'Connor. What a strike that was from distance.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak highly enough of the lad. He covers every blade of grass in every single game and every training session. And I think he's run sort of 15, 20 yards, beat a couple of challenges and curled a beauty into the top corner, and thoroughly deserved it because he gets lots of opportunities, and the boys give him a bit of ribbing because of his finishing. But wonderful strike tonight, and I thought him and Tom Thorley were immense in the middle of the park for us.
He doesn't score many, but when he does, they're usually quite spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kev'll tell you he's he wished he could score more goals, and unfortunately it's not the case. But we'll take them when they come, and wonderful strike, and yeah, so I can't speak highly enough of him and Tom in the middle of the park tonight.
And your third goal came from a penalty. What's your view on the penalty decision, first of all?
It's Stonewall. I mean, Simon Brown's just about to put it away, and he's got barged down. You know, I think I feel a bit sorry for Lavs getting sent off, but you know, he has denied a goal scoring opportunity, and by the letter of the law, he has to go. Slightly harsh, but no doubt Stonewall penalty.
It was interesting. Tom Thorley scored twice for you from the spot on Saturday. He was on the field, and yet it was Simon Brown that took the ball and took the penalty.
Yeah, I think, you know, we don't designate a penalty taker. We've got a few boys who are technically good and will take them. So it's whoever fancies it at the time. Perhaps Tom didn't want to push his luck for a hat-trick of penalties in two games. So he let Brownie step up, and doesn't really matter. It's gone in the back of the net and won us the game.